RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There we go, quick with the play clock running down. He did. It's a boot. Purdy pulling back, stepping forward, throwing over on a touchdown. What a play, Purdy! His check on the business end. You deserve to dance.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just an incredible play by Brock Purdy there to buy time and then buy more time and then step up and buy a little more time and then fake everybody out.
He's got a lot of money because he's buying a lot, Steiny.
Yeah, and then dump it to Juszczyk for a touchdown. Steiny and Guru with you. Niners win 42-38. They're 12-4, and if they beat Seattle next Saturday, they are the number one seed in the entire NFC. They'd get a week off, and they'd wait to see who their opponent is. Pretty amazing.
What would you say the most amazing part of this is to, and I'll give you mine after you go. Like, what's the most amazing component to this?
To me, that they haven't really lost a game that they gave away. Like, their losses to me were, they deserved to get beat.
Wow.
Last year, whether we like it or not, they had a couple games that they had in hand and they let them slip away. I'm thinking of the Rams in Arizona for sure. This year they don't have. I don't think they have a bad loss on their schedule. They're 12-4. They haven't let any game slip away this year.
What? Okay, and I'm with you on that. But you've been a proponent of the schedule. But Steiny, why? And yesterday was another example. We've seen the impact of George Kittle and what he can do. He doesn't play. Trent goes out the first play. I guess I'm asking you and you all, why has Kyle in this offense seemed to just not miss a beat regardless on who's out there? Look at Ton just yesterday, 7 catches, a touchdown. Like, that to me is the most – some teams would be left for dead. Brock Purdy's been gone for 8 games. He's your starting quarterback. And I'm just sitting here like, how has Kyle just kept the train on the right track regardless of who you miss? Because they've missed – everybody.
I think it's mostly McCaffrey, if you're asking me for that reason.
Who was great yesterday.
And, you know, once Purdy came back, it feels like as good as Mac Jones played, Purdy's certainly capable of more. There's no doubt Purdy's made more plays in the last month with his legs than Mac Jones is capable of making. And their offense has gotten to another level. Purdy's playing with a lot of confidence, clearly.
After the Carolina 3 interception first half.
Yeah. No doubt.
You know?
888-957-9570 is the number. What's I'll ask 49er fans the question that Guru asked me. What's been the best part of this season or the most surprising part of this season for the Niners that has gotten them to 12-4 so far? And for me, it's that they have just – they've won every game that they were supposed to win this year. They didn't lose any games that they had. It doesn't feel like they got beat late in any game this year. I'd have to go back and look at the four losses, but I don't feel like – has anybody scored a touchdown on them to win a game of the four losses, or were they losing those games? And like Houston, they weren't in that game.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
They weren't. So the Rams,
Rams, okay. They got down. Yeah. They cut it to seven, but that's the best they did.
But not a heartbreaker is what you're, where you're
Jacksonville
going.
Handled them kind of the way I remember it, and then there was one other loss. I can't remember who it was. Tampa Bay.
Oh, good call.
Tampa Bay. And that was a game where that Tampa Bay played pretty well. But outside of the four losses, the Niners have really been buttoned up. They don't turn the ball over a lot. And I'll tell you what, I can't explain it, but it's almost like you'd rather have a running back average 3.5 yards per carry than 4.5.
That, and tell me, pay that off, please.
Because it makes your drives last longer. I'm serious. If McCaffrey goes for three, then he goes for three, then they get a first down. I mean, I think they have been they have been great on third down. They were 7-for-10 yesterday.
Held the ball for 33 minutes.
Which is even better when you go 1-for-1 on fourth, which was a huge play because they ended up getting a touchdown out of it. But no, offensively, everything locked in. Wow, defensively, man, was a struggle. There's no doubt about it, but that's kind of to be expected when you're playing a good offense and your defense is still kind of getting to know each other.
Yeah, and I'll say this right now today, Stani. The Niners have a Super Bowl caliber offense. And miss me for the people out there that want to say, well, they were playing this team, that team. The Bears were, they were very respectable. And their defense just was Swiss cheese. They could not stop the Niners. They made it difficult, and then they got spotted 7 points. But I'm looking at the state of just the league and the NFC. Only Philly defensively and the Seattle Seahawks scare me to try to slow down this juggernaut that the Niners have become offensively. And last night was Exhibit A, to go down three and then go down 75 yards as fast as they did, Stani. I thought to myself – and let's be honest and put another rat on the table. Had it not been at the end of the game or Ben Johnson didn't mess up, the clock, you know, the Bears probably score there. But they didn't. And if that's going to be the Niners' formula, Ben don't break. Can I lay a stat on you about how colossal of a loss that was for the Chicago Bears? In the totality of the NFL, it's never happened. A team allowing no sacks, no turnovers, scoring 35 points, and losing. That happened. They were the first team to do that last night. So I'm just saying, right now they are flowing, and I know you're going to go Vrabel, Stani, but when you just ask me, being fair is all outdoors, who the coach of the year is, it's got to be Kyle Shanahan. And I know for the extenuating or the reasons why he won't get it, but no coach to me had to depend on others.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As much as Kyle.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers win 42-38. They hold on the last play of the game. Not a holding penalty, a defensive hold, which gives them the win. And this is Brock Purdy on a chance to play for the number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're thankful to be in this position, but I've said this before, it's just been one of those kind of years where it's like you have to focus on just the next day, the next man up, finding a way to win each Sunday, and then at the end you can look up and see where you're at. And so for us to be in this position is really cool. We're all grateful for it, but at the same time we have to go do something about it, and gotta watch the film, get better, and go execute and win.
All right, Brock Purdy, after another terrific performance yesterday, one blemish, first play of the game. If tell you what, quarterback makes one mistake in the game.
And that was
the first play of the game.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You get it out the way.
Yeah.
Because Jennings
absolutely
wasn't open regardless. And the guy that got the tip, you know, I just thought it was a bad read. But remember a couple years ago, we felt like the Niners, not felt like, they had a red zone problem. 5 of 5 yesterday, and the Bears were 1 of 3. And I can just give you that as exhibit A on why that was the difference in the ballgame.
Absolutely. Let's go to Jan.
Jan,
start us out.
Bring it on, man.
In Mountain View. Hey, Jan.
Oh, my God. What a game. My goodness. I was just oh, my God. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? He's going right. He's going left. And then I'm thinking, what turf toe are you talking about? My God. I mean, I would have never thought he had the problem, to be honest with you. And then he's you know, he's moving all over the place, and my God, I just like he throws that interception on the first I just like, oh no, here we go again.
Oh.
No, but then he redeemed himself and got it back, and I'm like, man, that was a 1-2-3 bullet if you don't say. And then good Lord, after that, it just went back and forth, and and when Shanahan didn't win the tip-off, you know, like he always does, I said, oh, Lord, they're going to get the ball in the last part of the fourth quarter, and here we go. And I just, like, we held them to that darn field goal, thank God. But, dang, you know, I just, like, Lord have mercy. I don't know how you pulled it out, but, damn it, you did it. And I was telling Carter, I hear these commercials all the time, and I'm like saying, this is our year.
Right?
I'm like, it better be. I'm tired of all this excitement. I'm just like,
you're usually not this usually not this optimistic.
I've never
Jan.
Heard you laugh, Jan. Wow.
Yeah, and damn it, Sala better do what he's getting paid for. My God, where was that pressure earlier? My Lord, I mean, God bless America. I mean, come on. I mean, we had the games here in our own darn, zone, and we need to prove it.
All right, yeah. Jan, well, I'm not going to bring up the Warriors then.
No, you're on fire, Jan.
No, please don't. Shasky brought it up, couple of times. He said, just 60 seconds, okay? He said, get a stopwatch. He said, I'm sick. And I'm not watching them tonight. I'm watching the Rams.
Look at
Falcons,
you.
Oh, boy.
Even though the Rams are going to win the game.
Don't give up yet, Jan.
Damn it, we're going to get the one seed.
Yeah, don't give up on them.
Go, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate
you
it.
Bet.
First question, Stani, Bloody Mary or Mimosa? I'm going with Mimosa.
Oh, she was feeling good.
Yeah, she was.
She was tipsy.
Usually, she's she's
with joy, you guys.
Yeah, usually she's skeptical of something going on.
That was keep that. Wow.
Brock Purdy was asked about Kyle Shanahan, and here's what he had to say.
He's a Hall of Fame coach, so I mean, to be able to have him draw up stuff and scheme stuff up for us, and put guys in certain positions, and for us to just go out and execute. Be on top of our stuff every single play. You know, we're grateful to be playing for him, man. So, obviously, every single week he goes all in and gives everything he's got for this team, this organization, to make sure we're put in the right positions and to go out and have a chance. And so, anytime we step out in the field with him as our play caller, man, we're always going to have a chance.
Settle.
Hey.
Not yet, he's not.
Stani, 90 points in the last two games.
He's going to have to break through to be a Hall of Fame coach, probably.
Man, that dude, man, it's flowing right now. I think they can. I won't do this today. It's Victory Monday, but damn, Stani, if I said, you know, just project, could you see him running the table and getting in the dance? Do you got to see what happens Saturday and where they're slotted? Because there's a chance if they lose, not being negative, they could be in Philly if they're the sixth seed and Philly is the third seed. Or they could get a week off and have two home games against whomever and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the difference. If they don't have to play a road game, I think they can absolutely get to the Super Bowl.
That's humongous.
And if they have to go to Philly, I think they can beat Philly. The problem's going to be then they're probably going to have to beat somebody else on the road.
Yeah.
And then somebody else on the road.
No doubt.
So,
and play three games instead of two.
You're looking at one less game, and you're looking at a better venue every single game.
That's humongous,
So that makes Sunday's or Saturday's game just absolutely vital, obviously, to get that number one seed.
And that's why that stop was everything, and Jan mentioned it. I got to give Robert Sala credit, Stani. I don't know if he was hiding or waiting in the bushes or the banana in the tailpipe, but the delayed blitzes got to Caleb Williams. And you could ask where was that early, but to me, it made him think more, and he wasn't comfortable back there like he'd been all game. But the delayed blitzes, especially on that last play, I just really believe made Caleb uncomfortable and just gave him something else to think about.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, guys, this is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. One of my concerns is this is going to be a bloodbath for both teams next week for the number one seed, and I feel whoever loses may be in trouble the game next week. You might be right. Last night's game, you know, if you looked at that game and looked at the last play of the game and then when it was over,
Yes. There
were about five 49er players just prone in the end zone.
Real.
Like, so that was there's no doubt that was a game that was – highly emotional, and they're going to have to figure out a way to play another one. On Saturday.
On a short week.
Exactly. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, yeah,
great game. You know, I was one of the guys that I thought that when Mac Jones was playing and he's doing such a great job, I thought that they should let Brock heal and let Mac Jones play. Well, I'm glad nobody listened to me. But anyway, Purdy's been incredible. And I just think that what we're looking at, because of the defense, we're going to have to outscore whoever we play. Obviously, you always have to outscore whoever you play. But this is, you know, definitely this time. I mean, one thing I was listening to Rod Brooks on the afterwards and on the Niners post game, and he was talking about, you know, our safeties just, you know, they were lost out there.
Had a bad night.
And they really got, hopefully they can clean that up. I mean, Saleh's done a great job with what they had. I think he's brought a great energy back to the club. I'm really impressed with the way Shanahan has been calling the plays. I've been critical of him in the past. Their passing game is incredible. And Christian McCaffrey, him and Purdy, but McCaffrey's been there all season. He should be MVP of the league. Unbelievable, that guy. Unbelievable what he's doing. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Dennis.
And you know what, Stanley, while he's at it, McCaffrey was awesome, had his longest run of the season, but I'm going to give some love to Burford, Pooney, Brindle, McKivitz, and Austin Pleasant, who was a pleasant surprise, filling in for Trent Williams, man. Like, those are the dudes giving Brock time, and the design of some of the pass plays, Brock is not a statue, Stani. If it's not the naked boot, it's the play action. He's always on the move. And to Jan's point, what happened to the turf toe? It's like he's got a bionic toe now.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly looks as mobile as he's been in his career, I would say. He's making all the right decisions. He's not over gambling. 888-957-9570 is the number. Speaking of Austin Pleasant, Purdy brought him up.
Did amazing. Obviously, to have Trent go down first play, it's like, dang. And for him to then Austin jump right in, and he's a guy that we all love. And over the year, he's just been great in our locker room and just one of the boys on the bus. Like, everyone loves him, and he's done a great job just being ready all year. So for him to go in and play well like he did and allow our offense to keep rolling and not lose step, that was huge. So we all got his back, and he's going to keep getting better too.
Wow.
I mean, to me, there is a silver lining to all these injuries.
Give it to him.
And it's that when a guy goes down, there's not a sense of panic.
Where does that start? The coach?
They've been completely unfazed by the injuries all year long. And I think what happened is they started the year with some guys banged up. They had some success. And they've not let a singular injury or the injuries accumulating impact how they play. They're just completely unfazed. And I think, in another year or on another team, a guy like Trent Williams gets hurt on the first play and it has an impact. And I'm sure it did, but it's probably an impact that some teams can't overcome. But the Niners have overcome everything. They've overcome Ayuk. They've overcome Pearsall being hurt. They've overcome Purdy missing 8 games. Kittle missing about 8 games. Warner on defense. Bosa on defense. So, I mean,
That's a whole hell of a lot, man.
When somebody goes down to injury, it's almost like, okay, well, that's what our season's been about this year, and that's what we're trying to overcome, and so we're not going to let that become an excuse for us.
Yeah, and is the true definition, Stani, of strength in numbers, because I know it's not how they drew it up, but I'm watching Trent take off his garments on the sideline, and he had a look of like King Kong. Don't ask me nothing. I can't go. The hammy's done. And I'm thinking, oh boy, Brock's going to be in trouble. And that wasn't the case. This offense as a whole kept flowing. And I asked you the question, who does that fall on? And I'm giving it to the leader. And again, Stani, I don't know how many other coaches or teams would go down the tank with these type of injuries that you just mentioned, but I need you to slow me down today because I'm happy like Jan for Niner fan. But could you imagine if this iteration of the Niners is the one that goes and gets it done? Because I can tell you now, if we're being fair and honest on both sides of the ball, this is not the best Niner team of the ones that have gone to the playoffs in the past. They didn't get it done. And if somehow they can beat Seattle, and it looks like Seattle's favorites, Stani, so that's a bit of a shocker. But if this team could somehow get it done and it's a long way to go, that would really be the epitome of sports, man, that this version of the Niners were the one to get it done.
Yeah, I think
long way to go.
Yeah, I think next week's gonna be a big game, obviously, toward determining, I think, how realistic the 49ers Super Bowl chances are. I mean, look, if they win this game Saturday night, then they can pretty much accomplish anything. If they lose this game and they have to go to Philly, I mean,
I got you. They can win it, but man.
But it's not just winning in Philly. They're probably going to have to go win on the road again.
Three, yeah.
And that's the problem. It is such a drastic difference for the Niners between the 1 seed and the 5 seed or 4 or 6 seed, yeah. Let's say. Like,
it's everything. I hear you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and I know you're going to be like, Guru, it's football. No matter what transpires next Saturday, and I can't wait at 5 p.m. at Levi's, the Niners are going to be in the playoffs. Do you push Kittle, Stani, or thinking about the rest of the playoffs? Or is this game, with all the importance that you just laid out, if he says he can go, you can go? Man, I almost want to throw Trent Williams in there. Like, where do you proceed with caution?
Well, if Trent Williams has a hamstring, how's he playing in 5 days? Like, hamstring's a hamstring.
Yeah,
that's
he's
the
a big
one
boy.
That they say you got to rest for a couple weeks and then rest it a couple more weeks. So I have no idea. And, you know what? It almost looked to me like...
Talk to him.
If the stakes were different last night, maybe he doesn't even come out of that game. Maybe he comes out for... a cautionary precaution, if you know what I mean, because they do have bigger games coming down the road.
But that was also a humongous one, too. That's why I caught my eye, like he really must be feeling it.
Yeah, but they're going to play more important games than next week, even. They just are. And as important as next week's game is, you gotta have Kittle and Trent Williams ready for the playoffs.
Right.
And... if you got to go out there and try to win a game without them on Saturday, then it's not the first time.
And you average McCaffrey averaged 6.1 yards a pop without Kittle blocking in that run game.
Or so, Williams.
Yeah, exactly. So it just speaks to what you just said. Like, man, they don't skip a beat regardless of who's not available.
This is Brock Purdy on the play to Juszczyk. I forget which touchdown it was, but it was just an absolutely – incredible play. Take a listen to Purdy describing it.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a bootleg and just one of those things where the defense sort of did a good job covering it and just tried to make a play, keep the play alive. And then obviously when I cut back in, you know, defenses tend to, you know, go in to in cuts on scrambles. So just trying to keep the play alive and saw juice in the corner. So it was cool that he had his antenna up too right there in that moment. And obviously he scored and you just try to give the team momentum and celebrate. So it was a cool play.
All right, what Kyle Shanahan think of that cool play?
I saw juice that I was hoping he would throw it to him right away, get like a 3 yard gain and a big hit. It wasn't the coverage I really wanted the play for, and then he didn't do it. So then I was just hoping he was going to throw it away and we can have a couple more downs. And then I just started watching him probably like every other fan does, and he made me extremely nervous, and then he made me extremely happy, which happens sometimes. And
all right, so Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I felt like it was a couple crossovers, not even Tim Hardaway cross, because I'm watching it like, okay, two things can happen, and he made three things. Like, I didn't see C, you know, him throwing it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't the exact same play as the last play of the game for the Bears, but, I mean, to me, that last play, the Bears couldn't get it done. They had Caleb Williams retreating, and he was never going to be able to put a lot of zip on that ball, but, like, Purdy found a way to keep his momentum moving forward when they rushed that play on him. Pretty incredible.
And I want to say this, too, about Purdy and his legs, Donnie, because we've given him love. But I think about the greats with their legs, Lamar, Michael Vick, Donovan McNabb, and Air McNair, Steve Young. I don't know why this – the way Purdy uses it, it's different. It's not, you know – I'm running and I'm going to be Tom Hanks and what's the movie? Help me out, Donnie. Where he had the
Forrest Gump,
where he's running. Thank you. But it's like the ability to keep a play alive and then keep a play alive and then throw the rock is uncanny right now. And you know, I'd given him a B. You know, if anybody asked me a grade, B minus for his wheels, but Donnie, they're turning into an A plus. They really are.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. What are your expectations now, 49er fans? You're 12-4, and you're a playoff team at the very least. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Segment was also sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.